This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that just as He has gathered us here today on this day of Jum'ah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us along with our families in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Sahaba. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, one of the greatest distinctions between Islam and the other religions of the world is that Islam emphasizes on balance. Study all the religions of the world and you will see that when it comes to their aqidah, or when it comes to their ibadat, when it comes to how they interact with others, there is a disparity. They will be leaning towards one extreme, and it is a spectrum for them. Yes, our deen talks about these things also, but our deen has always emphasized on balance. When it comes to your religious spirituality, and it comes to your family obligations, your worldly obligations, our deen has taught us that you don't go to one extreme, but be balanced in these matters. When it comes to our ibadat versus our akhlaq, there are some who are excelling in one area and they lack the other area completely. Our deen has taught us, be balanced. Make sure your ibadat is good, but make sure your akhlaq is also very good. When it comes to spending money, our deen has taught us, don't be too extravagant and don't be greedy, but rather take the middle path. وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَٰلِكَ قَوَامًا, as Allah says in the Quran. When it comes to a personality, there are some who are too soft that people walk right over them. There are some who are too harsh in their approach and people want to be away from them. Islam has taught us, have a firm kind of personality, and there is no greater personality than the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we understand that there is a balance in every single aspect of our life. Today, the balance that I want to highlight and address in this brief khutbah is the balance that existed in the life of every single prophet, every single Nabi, and it exists even within our pious predecessors. And that is the balance between al-khawf wal-raja, between hope and between fear. Brothers and sisters, the reality is that when we observe the events of this world, when we look at everything that is taking place, many of us are becoming hopeless. Many of us are becoming, we're filled with fear. You see people today doing things and they are not even asking themselves that what are they going to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. So hence we are living in a world that is developing hopelessness within us, and we see the actions of others and we think that they have absolutely no fear. Brothers and sisters, this is why we talk about these spiritual things, because in a hopeless world that we live in, we need to develop hope. And in a fearless world that we live in, where no one has the khawf of Allah, people are doing whatever they want to do, in a world like that, we need to develop the fear and the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi, he gives a very beautiful analogy. He says that khawf in raja, he gives the example of a bird. He said that when we talk about spirituality, at the forefront of spirituality is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if a person truly loves Allah, they will do everything they can to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, you and I, we say we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, you and I, we say we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, you and I, we say we love our deen. We stand up, we beat our chest that we are Muslims. But subhanAllah, our entire life, if not entire life, a major portion of our life is against the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Goes directly in contradiction to the Quran and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, when it comes to spirituality, the key thing is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibn Qayyim, he gives the example of a bird. He says the head of the bird is that love that you have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because without the head, the bird is of no good. Likewise, without this goal of earning Allah's love, this life is worthless. This life has no good to it if I'm not trying to seek the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says that when it comes to earning the love of Allah, a believer is always between hope and fear. And he says, hope and fear is like the two wings of the bird. If the two wings are healthy, a bird will soar. Likewise, a believer, when they have hope and fear in their life, and they have the love of Allah as their primary goal, they will soar in their iman. They will soar in times of difficulty. They will not be on the bottom, but they will always go higher and higher. But Ibn Qayyim says that what if one of those wings are damaged? What if both wings are damaged? He says that then that bird is not able to soar high. He's not able to fly into the air. And as a result, he will be on the ground and he becomes a prey for the other animals, for the other predators. Likewise, a believer who does not earn, he does not live to earn the love of Allah. And then they don't have hope in their life. They have no fear in their life. Then they will become part of the bottom feeders. And then that is when Shaitan comes and attacks a person. Shaitan, when a person is soaring high, Shaitan can no longer handle that person. That is why when you think about the life of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh, his iman was so strong that Shaitan would not get close to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh. So this is why, brothers and sisters, as Ibn Qayyim is explaining, that a believer should yearn for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they should desire the love of Allah, but at the same time, the love of Allah can only be achieved through establishing hope and fear. And this is something that we have seen from the lives of the prophet, of the prophets, Anbiya alayhi wasalam. Brothers and sisters, what is hope to begin with? Hope is that source of light, that source of energy that energizes people to achieve great things. It is considered a necessity for those seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it continuously motivates a person. It is a motivating mechanism, a motivating force that propels a person to strive to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, when we study the Quran teaches us that all the prophets, all the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, especially those who were sent with missions and they went to different people, different qawm, different nations, different tribes, calling people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially in those situations where they were rejected, or there were some situations where they were, where there was an immense amount of adversity and challenges and fitnas in their life. There were times where even our Anbiya alayhi wasalam, these prophets that are mentioned in the Quran, there were times where their iman could have been rattled. There was a time where even their iman could have been shaken, and they probably had some fear in their hearts. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always put iman in their hearts, that no matter what challenge stood in their way, they were able to overcome that challenge. It did not matter. It was nothing that could stop them. There was nothing that could stop them from making dua. There was nothing that would stop them from coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And brothers and sisters, this is exactly what hope is. Brothers and sisters, we live in a world, as I said earlier, where we see the events taking place. We see our personal lives. We see our society. And we always are asking, where can I drive this hope? Where can I build up this hope from of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My brothers and sisters, the reality is that even when we look at the oppressors today, and subhanAllah, we look at the oppressors sitting in our nation's capital, we see the oppressors all over the world today. There was a time when people are talking about Palestine. It's been 1 year since the onslaught has taken place, has started, and the genocide has started against our brothers and sisters in Gaza. And there was a time when there were so many people talking about it. But today you see that the entire world is asleep. The entire world is asleep. Our Muslim leaders are asleep. They are oblivious of what is taking place. We used to read about genocides in our history books, thinking that how can a genocide happen today when the world is going to be completely silent and the world is going to be blind about it. But yet we see that same thing happening in front of us. In times like this, we have to always remind Allah and put your hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will most certainly bring these criminals to justice. And when it comes to when we think that will my dua be accepted or not, in that situation, we need to have hope in Allah that yes, every dua of mine will be accepted. When things keep on getting tougher in our life, when the challenges mount one upon the other, in that time we need to have hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one, and He is the only one that will turn our life around. It is Allah who brought this challenge upon us. It is only Allah who can get us and deliver us from that challenge. When it comes to thinking about, do I have any road for redemption? I've committed many sins in my life. Is there any way that Allah will forgive me? Allah tells us, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will grant you forgiveness if you sincerely ask Allah for forgiveness. When we underestimate one good deed, thinking that what will one good deed do? Brothers and sisters, have that hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this one good deed can take me to Jannah. Just like the prostitute who fed that hungry dog, one good deed of hers took her to Jannah. And likewise, when we hear the stories of the Quran, when we hear the stories of the Anbiya alayhi wasallam, when we hear about the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when we hear the verses about Jannah and the blessings of Jannah, that is when we need to have this continuous hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah will make me from amongst the people of Jannah. Allahumma ja'alna min ahl Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we have that hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah will do this for us. But brothers and sisters, here's the problem that we have. There are many of us who feel like, I have so much hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I can keep on committing sins. And there will be no accountability because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ar-Rahman and ar-Rahim. I have this hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is where we are wrong. Yes, we understand that Allah is ar-Rahman and ar-Rahim. But ask yourself a simple question. Imagine if your son or your daughter came to you and they did wrong things. They did wrong things and they come to you and they tell you that you should forgive me because you are a loving father. You should forgive me because you are a loving mother. We also understand as parents, as human beings, that this is something, this logic is not right. This idea that a loving father, a loving mother should always forgive their children in all circumstances, we understand that this is not correct. So when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, likewise, we understand He is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. He is Al-Ghafoor Ar-Rahim. He is the one who forgives at all times. But that does not mean that we deliberately disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we do not have any fear of the repercussions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is where, brothers and sisters, the fear comes into the picture. Now, when it comes to fear, we talked about hope. Let's talk about fear. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a different kind of fear. See, if someone brings a snake in front of you, you will run away. You see a spider, you run away. You see something that makes you scared, you run away. You see someone that you're scared of, you run away. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unique. The fear of things and people makes us run away. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We understand the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We understand the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We understand the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His ability to do whatever He wants. His ability to create as He wishes and so forth. Brothers and sisters, when we understand this, then this builds fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within us. Then we come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we understand that what will happen if I don't obey. At the same time, I also fear that I could be deprived from so many blessings of life if I don't obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I do whatever I want, I fulfill all my desires and I have no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, then how does that develop? How does that show your love, our love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Just like a human being, a lot of times we don't want to displease our father. We don't want to displease our mother. Why? Not because of the fear. Yes, we fear that if I displease them, their hearts are going to be broken. I don't want to see my mother's heart broken. I don't want to see my father's heart broken. Likewise, brothers and sisters, when it comes to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it brings us closer to Allah jalla wa ala. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should deter us from committing sins. The fear of Allah should make us obey Him. A person who fears Allah in this dunya has no fear in the hereafter. لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. For a person, on the other hand, who does not fear Allah in this dunya, they have a lot to fear in the hereafter. One place we will have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A logical person says, let me fear Allah in this dunya. And it's not like as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made everything haram in our life. There are many things that Allah has made halal, and there are some things that Allah has made haram. Unfortunately, you and I, we don't like to take that which is halal, but we're always trying to run towards that which is haram. That is our problem. The problem is not that Allah has made certain things haram. The problem is that we want to do only those things which Allah has made haram. This is where the problem is. So brothers and sisters, think about this from the perspective of this taqwa and this fear of Allah that we need to have. When we abuse people, when we deliberately abuse their rights, brothers and sisters, we need to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we abuse people, often because why? Because I'm in the position of power. I am the older one in the family. And subhanAllah, how many times I hear stories after stories after stories. The eldest brother in the family, he's acting like a godfather. I can tell my entire family to do whatever they want, and I can snap my fingers. Because culturally, this has been acceptable. The eldest brother, the eldest sister. That eldest brother, that eldest sister, who feels like they have power because they are older, remember, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there's one who has more power than you. You are subservient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hear so many cases that we cannot do what's right in the family because the eldest brother, he has said something. And everyone has to listen to him. And everyone has to follow him. If that eldest brother or that eldest sister is going into Jahannam, khalas, the entire family is going into Jahannam. Because everyone thinks that we have to be subservient to that person. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we commit haram in privacy, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we cheat people and we cheat in business and we take money from other people and we don't give back, brothers and sisters, we need to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, this is how a believer lives. We listen to the words of the Quran. We listen to Jannah, the verses about Jannah, and we are so happy to hear those verses, and it creates hope in our heart. But when we listen to the stories of those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished, when we read the verses of Jahannam, when we read the verses of Jahannam, then this should create fear within our heart. And let me be very blunt about this. There are many people who say, when you tell them about the verses of Jahannam, oh brother, oh sister, don't talk to me about negative things. Don't you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only loves? Don't talk to me about these negative things. Islam is always positive. These kind of people have been trained to think that Allah loves you so much that no matter how much haram you're doing, Allah still loves you. Yes, Allah loves us, no doubt. But that does not mean that we keep on breaking the laws of Allah and we keep on using this card that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. Because as I shared 2-3 weeks ago in a khutbah, the sign of the munafiqun is وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِي. That these people, they have so much doubts in their deen, they never follow their deen, and at the end of the day, they just kept on saying, Allah will keep on forgiving me, Allah will keep on forgiving me. That's no different than a Christian who says, I can keep on doing whatever I want to do because Jesus Christ died on the cross for me, and I'm sinless, and He has taken the burden of everything. That's not how our religion works. We have to own up to the wrong that we have done. There should be hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me. And there should be fear that I have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as a person is between hope and fear, then this bird, just like Ibn Qayyim says, this is like a bird, this bird will keep on flying higher. But if a person is not balanced between hope and fear, and they both complement one another, they both complement one another. If we do not have this balance between hope and fear, then just like that bird, it will crash on the ground and then we will become a prey to the fitnas of shaitan. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all give us the tawfiq that our primary goal of life is to earn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always build within us this balance between hope and fear, between khawf and raja. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fil Qur'an azeem. Wa nafa'ana wa iyaakum lati wa dhikr hakeem. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisa'il muslimin fastaghfiru innahu al ghafur rahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. I want to quickly just, and the last thing I do want to mention, which I just quickly touched upon, the balance between hope and fear. A person who only has hope, they become complacent. There's no remorse. There is no concept of accountability. These are people who only have hope. On the other hand, there are people who have only fear. And what fear does is it creates hopelessness. It creates disparity within a person. In a person, there is no Quran, there is no hadith that can build up hope within a person. That is why, brothers and sisters, there are people who are only hopeful, and there are people who live in fear at all times. The smallest action, the smallest wrong, they think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish them. You think that these are just things I'm making up. Wallahi, I've seen people like this. They think that the one sin, yes, our sahaba radiallahu anhum, they would say that there are times where they would commit one sin and they think the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come upon them. And there will come a time where they will commit sins after sins and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not come down immediately. So when they hear these kind of things, they feel like the wrath of Allah is going to come upon me immediately. And that is where I have to explain to them. They need to hear the verses of the Quran when they recite in every single raka'ah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Ghafoor, Ar-Rahim. When they hear these kind of things, then slowly and gradually they become hopeful. But brothers and sisters, we have to play this balanced game in our life. When I do something that is good, I'm hopeful from Allah that Allah will reward me. When I do something that is wrong, and we all know when we do something that is wrong. We all know when we're doing something that is wrong. That is when we need to be fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not because Allah is going to send me to Jahannam. Not because of that. Because I have to stand before Allah on the Day of Judgment. We have to stand before Allah on the Day of Judgment. And we have to give an account. There is no one. Today, when we do wrong things, we hide behind other people. We hide behind other people and justify our wrongdoings. In the Akhirah, it's you or I and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is no one else. مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. There is no one that we can hide behind on the Day of Judgment. It's Allah and us, and Allah will open up every single record. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have evidence of every single wrong that we have done. So this is why, brothers and sisters, we need to always be fearful of that day. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that just like our prophets, our anbiya alayhi wasallam, just like they demonstrated hope and fear in their life, likewise in our life, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to instill hope and fear and khawf and raja in every single aspect of our life. Allahumma ansur Islam wal muslimin. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان اللهم انصرنا على من خالفنا واحفظ بلادنا وأصلح أولادنا واشف مرضانا وعاف مبتلانا وارحم موتانا وخذ بأيدينا إلى كل خير وعصمنا من كل شر واحفظنا من كل ضير اللهم قسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن يقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحيتنا وجعله الوارث منا وجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع من نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان اللهم انصر المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم اهلك الظالمين اللهم اهلك الظالمين اللهم اهلك الظالمين كما أهلكت عادا وثمود آمين رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقم الصلاة. Australian Lions, fill in the gaps. There's still a lot of space inside the main hall. Fill out the gaps. Brothers in the back two rooms, please come inside the main hall. Brothers in the multiple rooms hall, please come inside. Sisters, any sisters in the multi-purpose hall, please come inside the main hall. Sisters, please make sure the rows are straight, the rows are complete. Straighten lines, fill in the gaps. If there's any brothers inside the lobby area, please make sure the rows are straight. Look around you. Please make sure the rows are straight.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een. Ihdina Assirata Al-Mustaqim. Sirata Al-Lazina An'amta Alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم انت السلام عليك السلام تبارك ربنا علينا.
الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يئوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.